Welcome to episode number 4 of Product Management Meets Pop Culture, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Chris Cummings. Now, I'm glad you can make it here today because we're breaking format a little bit. Exciting, I know. On this very special Valentine's Day edition of the show, we're going to talk about the new romantic comedy, Planet Hulk, the emotional power of Frisbees, and take a moment for some poetry. We're going to try and keep this to 10 minutes or less, but no promises this time. Once that poetry starts coming out, who knows what's going to happen. So, without further ado, on with the show.
Where am I?
Inside an Imperial transport. You've been sold as a slave.
The Hulk is no one's slave.
Easy. Hulk, is it? Those chains are Shadowforged. They're unbreakable. You need to save your strength for the games.
Games?
We are en route to the Colosseum, where our deaths are scheduled for today's entertainment.
That's a clip from Planet Hulk, which, okay, you caught me, not really a romantic comedy. As you might have guessed from the audio we just played, this is basically Hulk meets Gladiator, with a few twists. We have aliens, monsters, class warfare, and spikes. Oh, the spikes.
I was 13 years old when the spikes descended on our world. They spread quickly. Infecting every living creature they touched. Mine was the first village in their path. They were overrun within hours.
The story races along with plenty of smash, and a number of moments that are, like that one, pretty dark. They fit the story, but, well, Planet Hulk is rated PG-13 for a reason. It's filled with graphic violence and a deep sense of dread. In other words, it's awesome! Maybe not the best choice for a Valentine's Day podcast, I'll admit that. But then again, who am I to judge? We're going to see Wolfman on Valentine's Day, so teach their own. And now a word from our sponsor.
Want one? Get Frisbee! It's the newest, fastest, most flying fun under the sun. Frisbee is actually a soft, round airfoil with gyro action. It flies straight as an arrow. Or bounces off a walk.
Oh, well, come to think of it, I guess death isn't really so romantic either. Unless it's Romeo and Juliet, but, well, I wouldn't be doing my job here if I didn't report some sad news this week from the land of toy products. Fred Morrison, the inventor of the Frisbee, died at his home in Utah at the age of 90. Morrison was a pretty interesting guy. He was an inventor, but he was also a bomber pilot in World War II. When the war was over, he applied his new knowledge of aerodynamics to the flying cake pan toy that he'd been selling on the beaches of Santa Monica before the war. He tweaked the design many times over the years, and he changed the name too. It was the Whirl-Away, the Flying Saucer, the Pluto Platter. Finally, he signed on with toy maker Wham-O to produce and distribute the toy. They changed the name one final time to Frisbee, and the rest was history. Not counting knockoffs, over 200 million Frisbees have been sold since 1957. Why? Because they're fun. Because they connected emotionally with young people and their parents, and they still do. Ask anyone in B2C and they'll tell you, creating that kind of emotional tie, it's not easy. It means excelling at every important point of customer contact, from the product itself to the service and support you provide. I'm most familiar with the B2C arena, and that's where you find the usual examples of companies that offer products that make those kind of emotional connections. Apple, for example, or Harley-Davidson. But what about B2B? I have some friends and acquaintances in B2B, and they kind of dismiss the idea, or find it hard to wrap their heads around. two conversations with people in real life this week got me thinking about it again. And I think maybe those emotional ties do exist, but just in a different form. Feeling attractive, looking cool, being hip, those kind of emotions work in the consumer space. Probably not so much in B2B. Actually, I guess they might have the exact opposite effect there. But what about an emotion like trust? Or of helping someone feel superior to their counterparts? Or maybe more secure in their job? Those aren't typical consumer emotions, and I guess you could argue that they're more quote-unquote objective than feeling cool. But still, that kind of value proposition is emotionally compelling. Remember, no one ever got fired for buying IBM, right? I don't know if IBM is really better at delivering value than its competitors, but that campaign definitely communicated the emotional benefit of siding with IBM. Anyway, all this talk about emotion is fitting for our special Valentine's Day episode. The other thing that's fitting? My new favorite poem. Yes, it's the moment you've all been waiting for, our special Valentine's Day poem. And we begin. Candy, candy, candy. I can't let you go. All my life, you've haunted me. I loved you so. Candy, candy, candy. I can't let you go. Life is crazy. I know, baby. Candy, baby. Hey, we kept it to about 10 minutes anyway. Cool. If you have thoughts about Hulks, Frisbees, Iggy Pop, Kate Pearson, emotional value propositions, whatever, please email me through the contact page at ChristopherCummings.com. Show notes for this episode are available there too. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.